It is Wednesday here on WWGH Radio. Scott Spears and Glenn Coble today, and this is On the Air, only temporarily. That's the title we've come up with this for now. That's the theme song. I hope you at least liked that.
Nice.
That's
springy theme song.
It's a springy theme song. But this will be on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. We're calling it On the Air now, which isn't a bad title. It's pretty well descriptive.
And, yeah, and I guess.
But we don't know what to call this monkey. So if you have any suggestions as to what we should call this show, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Now, we've already had two submitted this morning, Mix and Match and Coffee Talk. Those were two. I like both of those.
Yeah.
And here's how this show is going to play out right now. On Wednesday, it will be Glenn and I doing what we've normally done. On Thursday, it will be Glenn alone, possibly with a guest or giving away, or just doing trivia.
Yeah.
That'll be a standard. And on Friday right now, we're not sure. It will, if nothing else pans out, it'll be me alone doing trivia or whatever, like we've done the last several weeks. But I have talked to two or three people about doing it on Friday. So it could be one of them, or it could be them rotating.
We're in flux.
But you know, that's what this show will be.
Sure.
And it will get back to giveaways as soon as the COVID thing is over. So we'll also have that. And that's the way it'll go. Friday, we got a lot of calls on Family Feud. So, 740-383-9944. What should we call this? Do you like the name On the Air? Maybe somebody likes it.
I like On the Air. I think that's
okay.
Pretty vague.
You can't. Well, it's not a news show, so yeah. I don't want any news titles. It's not. I don't want to do anything with club in it because we've already got Exchange Club. I don't know.
Well, I came up with five different ideas.
All right.
And the very first one.
I need a piece of paper here.
Nah, you don't. I got it in my phone.
You got it in your phone. Go ahead, Glenn.
The very first one, I don't think you'd like because it really does sound newsy. Marion Beat. And I think that's just too newsy. We're not going to be a news.
No, Beat sounds show. Like. But yeah. You know what I do off of that? Now, see, here's how you brainstorm.
Sure.
I like Marion Today.
Well, that was another one I have in here.
I do like that
one.
Yeah,
I like that. That could be newsy, but that's fine.
But
because,
that's also a talk.
Yeah, yeah. And then I had Marion Thoughts, which is kind of blah, but it was one of my ideas.
You know how I always test a title out?
What's that?
Because I've come up with a lot of these titles on this station. When you're coming back from a break, try to say it.
Yeah. Yeah, and like, you better roll off your tongue.
Yeah. We're back here with Marion Thoughts. That's a little difficult.
Yeah.
But the other two are good.
Well, and this one, I've always liked alliteration, and this one pulls in on that. Marion Matters. Kind of political undertone.
We have a group called Marion Matters?
I don't know.
I think we do.
Oh, well, see, no, that would not work.
We don't want to confuse them.
And then I thought, this one doesn't say Marion. It just says our community, which I kind of liked. I liked Marion Matters the most, but now that you mentioned that, I think we do have a group called Marion Matters.
That's why it's so good.
Yeah.
It's already in use.
Life and Marion, that's kind of boring.
You know what? And again, just coming off what you said, because I like this, Marion Magazine.
Yeah.
Because I do believe all these shows like this are magazine shows.
But that puts in your brain, you're expecting to see pictures of what's going on in Marion. And if we're doing something like Swap Shop, or not Swap Shop, what do you call it? Family Feud? Family Feud. That's really not a magazine thing, but it could work.
But you know, do you remember in broadcast, when magazines were fairly popular, they're not anymore,
right?
But when they were highly popular, television and radio had magazine shows.
Yeah,
they call them PM. Well, 2020, 60 Minutes, they're considered magazine shows.
Mm-hmm.
And they're magazine because it's not just news, it's not just sports, it's not just entertainment, it's everything.
But there's a lot of visualization in that.
Yeah, but I mean, MRN for years had Morning Magazine.
I never listened to
it. But it was there for 40 years. Glenn.
Was it really? I missed out. I'm sorry.
40
MRN.
Years. So, but it's gone now.
Yeah.
But Morning Magazine I don't like because I don't even know. It was on at this time, but I don't want to take their title.
No, absolutely.
And also, I don't. This replays sometimes at night. So I don't want to say, here we are with Morning Magazine.
True. True.
So hey, I like Marion Magazine.
Somebody's calling to tell us what we're going to call it.
This could be. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, one of you used a term a little bit ago that sounded good to me. Just call it influx.
Influx.
Influx. We did say that, yeah.
That could work.
You know, when we said that, I thought, that's not a bad name.
One-word titles are always best.
Yeah, that sounded good to me.
Influx. Well, I will put that down. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. The only trouble is you got to watch your pronunciation of the word.
Influx?
Yeah.
It makes me think of acid reflux.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's not very nice, but
okay. Well, that's what it made me think of.
Oh, okay.
Influx. But one ideally, in any program, one-word titles are the best. Because it's very easy to say.
Yeah, and you don't have to remember much. Yeah.
That's why I went with now.
Uh-huh.
I thought somebody else can host it if I'm ever not there. It's very easy to say. It, you know, next on now, coming up tomorrow on now.
Is that the name of your show?
That's the name of my show.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
Well, because I was never for naming a show after yourself, because then when yourself is not there.
I like the name of the show, Glenn Cobalt Presents.
No. No. We don't need, we'll put that over here in the
no category.
The highly improbable category. But if you have a title for this show, tender it. We're taking them today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
Yeah, that's a tough question. It really is. And when I was driving in listening to you talking about it, I thought that's kind of when I got some ideas on that ideas.
Does anybody have anything to say about the theme?
I love it. I'll tell you that. I like it because it's kind of perky
sprightly.
And swingy. And
sprightly, they used to
I'm
call
not
that.
Sure
it
would be
sprightly.
So good in the fall and winter, but we got a long time.
We
to
can't
worry
be
about
sprightly
that.
In the fall or the winter.
I suppose we can. At my age, I just take a nap.
740-383-9944. What do you think? Do you like the new theme song? Do you like the titles here? So far, if I was going to vote, I would be with.
Well, your vote's the only one that counts.
Is it?
Yeah,
that's right. I forgot about that. It's kind of like well. Yeah, it's kind of like the closing of the Aquatic Center, which finally went down. There was a lot of talk, but the mayor had the vote to shut her down.
That's a good name for
Shut her down, the show. Back with Shut her down. I like Marion Magazine, and I like Marion Today.
Well, all of mine, or most of mine, had Marion as the initial word, and I like that just because it identifies what we're directed towards. Yeah.
Now everybody, you don't even have to come up with a title. Do you want to vote for one of these? We've got Mix and Match, Coffee Talk, Influx, Marion Today, Marion Magazine, Shut Her Down, whatever that thing Glenn was that he said. 740-383-9944. Do you have a vote here? We would love to hear it. You know, coffee is an interesting one because we had a show here at one point called Over Coffee, and then we had a show called Over Breakfast. So I'm not sure. They both went off the air.
But a show that runs 10 to 12, Over Breakfast, maybe Over Brunch.
That's right. Over Breakfast would be tough.
Yeah.
But coffee, people drink coffee all day, so you can do coffee.
Not me.
Some people do. Go to Starbucks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's always full.
It's always full. So, I don't know. But we've done coffee so much, you know, Over Coffee. And then Madge's show years ago was Over the Coffee Cups. That was what it was. And it's a good title.
I had a kitty cat named Coffee until I ran over her.
Then she became Coffee Grounds.
Yes, she did. Oh, it broke my heart. It really did.
We ran over your own cat.
She got up in the engine area, and I didn't know she was in there. I started the car up, and apparently she fell down, and well, let's not go there.
That's a sad story.
It was a sad story. I cried a lot.
So what's coming up today on the Progressive Life?
Well, as you know, I think you know.
You went to the protest.
I went to the protest. And
I saw your picture.
Oh, yeah, it was everywhere. I don't know why. You know, it was interesting.
Because you were standing alone in the middle of a protest.
That's it. I was alone.
Weird.
I went
Oh, and also our own Linda Sims was there, I should mention.
Yes, she was.
Did you say hello to Linda?
I did not, because I never crossed
her. Oh, Glenn.
Well, I didn't get close to people.
Glenn.
I'm sorry.
What kind of socialite are you?
I'm not a socialite right now. My wife told me, stay away from people. And if you notice the pictures of me, there's one picture of me where I'm 25 feet away from the nearest person.
Who took
and there
the
were
picture?
300 people there.
Why would I come in? Who took the picture?
Some guy came over to me. He loved my sign. My sign said, keep your knee off my neck, or keep your knee off my brother's neck now, or take your knee off my brother's neck now. And the guy loved the sign, so he wanted to take a picture, so I asked him to take a picture of me. And somehow or other, I got on the air. I mean, on the thing. But I'm going to talk about that today and what's kind of going on in our country and the terrible danger that we face as an American community right now.
Well, this is a magazine show.
Yeah.
We can talk about this, and we've talked about it on my show this week. Now, but I want to talk about it. I don't want to talk. Here's what I don't want to do, and this is, we did Sam Donaldson this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to equate this with the president. I don't want to equate this with the presidential election on this show. I want to talk about what happened and why people are so incensed and why people are against the people being incensed.
I don't think you can separate the two.
I think you can, because I don't think the president became a part of this until he was talking about domestic terrorism, and I don't think that Joe Biden became a part of this until he gave a speech. I think the point of this is a guy named George Floyd losing his life on May 25th from a police officer, and we've got to be careful not to call it murder. The guy has not stood trial. You can think it's murder, that's an opinion, but there's no trial yet.
Well, that's the initial charge.
Homicide, yes.
Yeah.
But we do not have that proven out in a court of law yet. So we do have to say death. We've got conflicting autopsy reports. Those are the things I want to talk about. I don't know why this has become political. That, to me, is not political at all.
Well, I think our commander and whatever he is made it political when he carried out a Bible. And
but it's stuff. Not the story.
Well, one of the stories.
Well, see, but that's, to me, that's where we... In the Walter Cronkite days, that's not news.
Because that would have been news.
I don't think so.
Oh,
I disagree.
It.
I'll disagree.
I'll disagree back.
We're going to come back and disagree about this in about 30 seconds here. We're going to hit a break, and we don't have no time to talk about it. But I'm going to tell you why that would not have made the 26 minutes of the nightly newscast in a moment as we break here on a show yet to be named. Right now it's called On the Air. Glenn, who's on tomorrow on the air?
Me. I really don't have anybody in particular.
It's trivia?
We're going to do trivia.
We're going to do trivia.
And we're going to talk about something else. I forgot. Well, yeah.
Here comes the break. We'll be back in 1 minute.
I've got my milk and my bowl and my saucer.
Sounds like you're getting ready for breakfast. What are you having?
Well, I'm having a bowl of golden grams with a side of toast with golden butter and a nice golden glass of apple juice.
I should have known.
Ah.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here, Scott Spears, Glenn Coble, on the air. A new program here on
the air, yes.
Yeah.
When you said that, I thought, why did he emphasize? Oh,
that's the name of the show right now, currently.
Gotcha.
Looking for a title. By the way, if you tender a suggestion for a title at any point during this broadcast, just call us.
Tender. Ooh, I like that word.
Tender, yes.
It's kind of a nautical word.
That's exactly right. 740-383-9944. Here's why that would have never made the water.
Okay.
If you're just tuning in.
I'm not going to say the nasty words that I thought of when you said it wouldn't make the news.
Here's why. Okay. What we're talking about is the George Floyd killing. Now, Glenn seems to think that the president taking the Bible and going across the street to the church, Lafayette, would have made the news. Here's why that
would have been separated. but it would have made the news.
Well, that's something different.
Well, that's what I meant.
But I'm saying it would not have been part of this story.
Okay.
Because here's
I might agree with that.
Because here's the point. The story, in those days, you didn't have cable news, so you didn't have to rerun everything. CBS didn't even have a morning news show. So the only news on CBS during the day was 26 minutes of Walter Cronkite, sometimes 24 if there were more ads. When you've only got 24 minutes, and there was a much higher concentration in those days of national news, mm-hmm, and there's a lot going on nationally, and there would have been a high concentration on COVID, and that's going on simultaneously with this. And the story on George Floyd is him being killed, and the backup story are the riots. There's no way in 26 minutes you could do his killing, the police officer, the messed up coroner reports, the riots going on in every major city in this country, the looting, the rioting, the peaceful protesting, his family calling for peace, COVID, and some international news from your international bureau. You could not have done that and then done the trivial, which they would have put trivial. The president, it used to be when the president did something like that, they didn't talk about it because it was not important. These things are not germane.
No president ever did anything so stupid.
Oh, presidents did stupid.
Well, when they did do stupid stuff, but not that stupid.
How many times have we seen Gerry Ford falling down the plane steps, but you didn't see it on the evening news?
Oh, no, they wouldn't, no.
Right, and I don't think they would have done that story because I think there's just too much to cover.
It was part of the riot story, though.
I don't think him going over there is part of the riots.
Think him charging all the people with horses and flashbangs and stuff just to get a photo op wasn't part of the riot?
But I think the president, anytime he goes into an area, that happens to a certain degree if there are protests. And this president has walked through many protests because of some of the things that he tends to say that make people angry.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you on it. I just think that it was part of the riot story, and we disagree to disagree.
Do you think that would be on the news?
I do.
I don't. I see, because
now,
I think,
see, it depends on who's the producer of the news. Was Cronkite the producer of his own show?
Well, managing editor. And okay. I just think, you know what? If you've got 26 minutes or 24 minutes.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of time.
And you're trying to do George Floyd's killing, and you're trying to tell about the autopsies, which are the facts of this case, and you're also trying to tell about COVID and Fauci and possibly a vaccine by the end of the year. If you include the story, that's very... Well, you're taking away from something much more important.
Let me give you another side to that. They had been talking about COVID for 3 months. They hadn't been talking about the president using the Bible. They had been talking about the riots for 7-8 days. They had been talking about the murder of Floyd for 7 or 8 days. This was a new item. That's why I think it would have been newsworthy.
I don't know, because we also in this week have had the coroner reports. I think that needs a deep dive. We also this week, that was Monday.
Yeah, I know, but how can you deep dive that?
Well, because we need to figure out two opinions. Two opinions, but which is more likely to be right?
We don't know.
We don't, but I think that's a story that two people have completely different opinions.
But that
here.
Is a story.
And that's going to be a big issue at the trial.
But I don't think they've gotten to the point where they can talk about that, do you? I mean,
no, we talk about it. All the news channels have talked about it. That's how we know about it.
Well, I don't think they talk very long about it because they don't have what's going to come out in the trial yet.
No, but I think it's very... We know what it says. We know that the local coroner says that he had methamphetamine, he had fentanyl in his system.
Might have had alcohol.
And he had coronary artery disease, and he died from heart attack.
Yeah.
And then we got the one in Michigan, commissioned by his family, who says that he died from smothering.
That's about 15 seconds. We could have
but
done
that's,
that.
That's my, but and that's without any notes. That's not a news story. In a news story, you mentioned where who hired the coroner, what was the name of the coroner, when did they do the autopsy, why they feel the way they do. You get little snippet sound bites from both of them.
I think you could have done the whole thing in less than a minute.
I think people want to include the president because it's an election year, and people think it's a negative.
I don't think anybody thinks about it being an election. Well, yeah, you do think about it being an election year, but I don't think that's the point. I think people just don't like the president.
I mean,
a certain side doesn't like them.
If that makes it, then I think Joe Biden's speech has to make it, which I don't think
I
are.
Think it does too.
Did he say anything?
Yeah, I listened to the whole thing, and I thought he said lots of things, but I'm not really sure that I would have spent more than a minute on that either. It would have been 30 seconds on that for me.
You know, the president spoke. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, the fact that he uses the media and he uses the evangelicals to stir up the controversy between two sides, I think is a huge story. And I think it'll be the story that will cause this coming election to turn on the dime.
Well, see, that's why I don't know why this is becoming an election story. To me, this is possibly a race story. It's possibly
race is part of the election.
Yeah, but there are a million things that are part of the election.
Sure.
This is a singular story. These people are not out rioting because of the president or Joe Biden. These people are out rioting because of George Floyd.
They're
rioting because of what is his name, Chavez, the police officer.
Mm-hmm.
This is an adjunct to the story.
Yeah. It's an adjunct, but it became a huge...
Because of cable news. Cable news.
It became important that day because it was really the only new thing that was happening. The virus had been going on forever. The riots had been going on for over a week. Everything you talked about had been going on for a while. This was an absolute new thing that attacked his own people.
It was Monday, wasn't it?
I don't remember. Tuesday?
Well, this is Wednesday. It wasn't yesterday.
Yeah,
it was
Monday. Yeah.
Right. Monday's the day we get both coroner's reports back. Now, those trump this little thing going
on. Choice of words.
Yeah, I think it does.
I don't.
And also, Monday, we also learn that Fauci says that there could be a vaccine by the end of the year.
That would be wonderful, but it's all speculation. That has no news at all, in my opinion.
Well, I think it does have. The whole coronavirus thing is speculation.
Yeah. And I think you can touch on it and hit it for about 30 seconds, and you can get done with that one,
but
too.
See, look at the thing we're getting. We're talking more about the adjunct than the story, which is what the point is.
Which implies that adjunct is important.
No, because I think people are making it important. I think it needs to.
We are.
We better figure out why this happened. Will this police officer be convicted? Should he be convicted? Should people be calling it a murder before he's had his trial? What did happen there?
Well, I think a lot of it goes back to the root cause of the initial problem, race.
See, but I asked Sam Donaldson this morning. How do we define it being about race? If it were a white guy, would the same thing have happened?
No.
How do you know?
Has it ever happened before? It's happened lots of times on black people.
Right, but I don't know.
No, we don't know anything.
Right, and that's the problem. When you don't know, it's very hard.
I don't think there's anything that's guaranteed in life, but I think you know that a black man has a hell of a lot better chance of getting killed by cops than a white man. And that can be proved with statistics.
I would not disagree with that. But what I'm saying is I think the framing of this, the cop has not stood trial, and everybody, according to our Constitution, deserves a fair trial. How do you get a fair trial with everything that's been out in the news?
Yeah, and that is a problem with having an open news thing. Nobody, any nationally televised incident like that one or any other nationally televised incident it always bothers me because I know that it's going to adjust the jury's ideas.
What we're getting from the internet, as we do now, here's a fact, as I'm going to take it as a fact,
obviously
again. More white people have been killed by cops in the last 3 years than black people.
Oh yeah, because oh my God, because there's 90% more white people in the United States. Come on now, that's nuts.
I didn't say it. I just repeated it.
I'm disagreeing with your caller or your write-in person. We all, that's a problem that we have been doing, is cherry picking the rules to make your own point. And I think that one was almost hilarious.
Well, but 2020, 42 white people, 31 black people, 13 Hispanics, 3 other, I don't know what that is, and 139 unknown. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. 30-some black people and 40-some white people. That,
right.
That is nowhere close to the 11% or 12% of black people to white people in the United States.
Right, but here's the problem. It's always going, and I'm not saying this is wrong or right. I'm not saying that. I'm not taking an opinion. I'm just saying that any time it is people of different ethnicities, it's always somebody is going to say race. And I don't know that that's always the case. I'm sure that sometimes
I don't think anytime people say that. I don't think always people say that. You must hang around with people that are concerned about race.
No, no, no.
I grew up with 30% black.
No, no. During the last election, I remember everybody kept saying Donald Trump is a racist.
Well, he is.
Now, well, but listen.
In my opinion, I'm
okay,
sorry.
Oh, right. But you know what? Here's the deal. What is the definition?
Somebody that uses race to put somebody down or uses race to blame them for something or uses race for anything. We shouldn't even be talking about race. We're all race.
But see, that's the problem, Glenn. If we say that we shouldn't be talking about race, we're all of the human race, then we can't say that we're talking about race because we're saying this is a racist crime.
That's right. And we have to talk about race because it's been brought in artificially.
By who?
By thousands and thousands of people.
Is that why the...
By the Ku Klux Klan, by the white supremacists.
Well, let me ask you this, in all honesty. If this were a white person who was thrown down on the ground and had the officer's knee on their neck, and there were conflicting autopsy reports, and the white person was saying, I can't breathe, and died, would it be a national news story?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I don't know about that, Glenn. I don't know.
Killing somebody, and especially with 4 or 5 different angles of camera. See, the problem here is it became so sensationalized because of all the different camera angles. I saw it once, and I never watched again.
It's like, you know what we should call this show? Firing line.
I don't care. I like talking about this because we've got to find a way to get past all this.
Well, but see, that's the hard thing. We say that in one breath, and then we turn around and say, well, this is a racist crime, and then we say we got to get past it.
I'll be down there on Saturday with my placard that says we got to get past it.
Well, maybe that's what they should say at this point.
Some of them did.
Well, there you go. But it very well could. I'm not saying it's not race-based. I just have to see the facts. I don't know. I know right now it was about a $20 counterfeit bill, and it's about a police officer who's charged with homicide, third degree, for killing. And you know what? If you kill anybody, you should be charged with homicide. And if you go past the break here, you might be charged with something. Here's the break.
You know, Scott, when President Trump announced he was running for president, I called him an egotistical jerk.
Yes, I do remember that. Has your mind changed?
Well, no.
No?
See, you thought I meant that in a negative way. Rookie mistake.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And we are back here, Glenn Coble, Scott Spears on the air.
He punched me in the nose while we were out.
It was one of those things, Glenn. We couldn't take it anymore. And does anybody have an opinion on this whole thing? By the way, we want you to weigh in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
Well, you did have somebody weigh in on your computer, and that's what we like to see.
Well, we do. You can do it on the computer, or you can do it here on the toll-free line, 740-383-9944. And hopefully this is to educate and entertain simultaneously.
And please, listeners, if I tend to be a little bit more boisterous than Scott. Scott tends to walk down the middle of the road. I tend to lean on the left side, but it's nothing personal. I think we should hear everybody. I really do. Maybe with the exception of the far extents on both ends. I mean, some of the stuff that the white supremacists have come out with lately, and I assume the Afita, no, what's the name of that right, left-wing group? That Trump just blamed for all the problems.
Go ahead, caller, you're on the air.
I got a couple names for you.
Go ahead.
Marion Sight.
Marion Sight? S-I-T-E? Insight. Or S-I-G-H-T, whatever.
Marion Sight, got it.
Insight.
Insight.
Or Insight.
There you go, yeah.
Or Your Opinion.
Yeah, I like that,
your
too.
Your Opinion.
Yeah.
Well, I like it. Hey, thank you.
Good ideas. Great ideas. Yeah. Now, the only problem with the last one is that it kind of ties you down to, what was the last one? You wrote it down.
Your Opinion?
Your Opinion. It kind of ties it down to a...
Your. And you got to make sure you say your.
Your.
W.
Instead of your.
And not W.
Your.
Your opinion.
Your an opinion.
Yeah, Insight. Well, that was a program on WMRN for many years.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, a good show. I like Insight.
Yeah. Well, I like both of those. Your Opinion. But I think Your Opinion is more of a news title or something.
So we've got Insight. Yeah. So we'll, yeah. So right now we've got Insight. We've got Mix and Match. We've got Coffee Talk. We've got Influx.
Glenn Coble Show.
Not the Glenn Coble Show. We've got, what were the other two? Marion Today, Marion Magazine.
Yeah,
what do you think?
We can't use Marion Matter. No.
No. So, if you want to vote on any of those or add your own for this program, 10 to 12 every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or if you want to weigh in on the George Floyd situation, which is what we're apparently talking about this hour, 740-383-9944.
I just had a little thought. Maybe this will spring some thoughts. Since we're kind of freewheeling it today, how about something that has something to do with a woodchuck? You know, a
woodchuck.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's in your cup?
it's straight coffee.
Woodchuck.
No, I'm just thinking of something to do with, you know, hearkening back to, I don't know, the woodchuck, the Buckeye Chuck, or I don't know. Never mind.
You want to call this show Woodchuck?
Woodchuck, yeah. What would wood, if the wood could chuck wood, what would it chuck? I don't know.
Oh,
boy,
no.
You could get in a lot of trouble with your tongue tied.
You have just brought this show.
I know, right? 49
minutes and 49 seconds past the hour to an absolute halt.
Sorry, Scott.
Woodchuck.
You can fire me. It's not going to hurt.
Oh, my gosh. No, are you ready for the big 10th anniversary next Wednesday?
I'm going to try to be there. Now, my wife is arguing with me. She doesn't like
what's
the
idea. What's going to happen?
She doesn't like the idea that I'm going to be with 20 or 30 people all in one room.
Well, by the way, so far, the guest list, as we have it, is myself, Sean, Adam, Terry, Linda, Pastor Whitaker, Mike Wilson, Nate Redman and his wife.
You're up to 9, not 8.
You,
that's
we think.
10.
10. Mary Ellen Withrow.
Good.
Jeff Ruth.
Good.
And possibly more to be added as time goes on.
Some of my favorite people. And now how do we...
How are you not going to show up to that, Glenn?
Well, I've got to. I've got to figure a way
you
that
know,
I
it's
can...
You know, a fun night.
I got to lie to my wife somehow or other so that she doesn't say, you're going to be too close to people.
And it's a great time. It's going to be a great time.
The reason why I was 25 feet away from
don't
protest.
Don't bring your signs in here that day, Glenn.
My wife, I got one out in my car. My wife said, don't get close to people. So I was 25 feet away from the nearest person in the one picture that I had taken.
Now, who else should we invite? That's what I was trying to think. Because like Mary Ellen and Jeff are associated with this station by
yeah.
Their in-laws. And we need...
By their in-laws?
Well, no, they're in-laws. You know, they're like
oh,
in-laws.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They don't do their own shows here.
Right.
But they're regular guests.
They're regular.
They're regulars.
Yeah.
And we enjoy that. They were both at my house on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a big cookout.
And they were here. Yeah, the one I was invited to.
Yeah. So,
are you tired of that?
No, I like it. I think it's become a good running gag. I enjoy it because there's another one coming up on July 4th,
which I won't be at
because you're not invited.
Yeah. So it's the whole thing.
Be one of those.
I love
things.
It.
So we're gonna.
Oh,
have,
you can invite me to that one. It'll be outside.
No. Well, the last one was outside.
Oh, I didn't.
We didn't
know
sit
that.
Inside. Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't hear about that.
Well, I would have come, but I wasn't invited.
You weren't invited. But that's one of those things. I tell you what, you can bring your sign and stand across the street.
I love it.
I won't stop you from doing that. Bring like a 4th. We won't have fireworks, so bring like a 4th of July colorful sign, and we'll put you across the street. You'll
and
be
I'll
in no
throw
danger.
Throw the sign up in the air.
Throw the sign up in the air when the fireworks start.
Hey, have you noticed how many fireworks are going off around Marion?
Well,
now?
here's what I want to know.
Okay.
What are we going to have fireworks? That's
I don't
a question.
Think so.
Well, why not? Because I understand the fair's canceled, but a lot of people didn't go to the fair to watch them. They parked in parking lots. You could see them from all over town.
True.
Why not do the fireworks?
Oh, I think it would be good, but it does encourage people to get close to each other.
Well, no, don't let anybody in the fairgrounds.
Okay, well, if you do that, then it might work.
Right. No, just set them off there,
yeah.
Like you always did.
Yeah.
Have a licensed technician.
But it gets really my wife and I go over behind the Boys and Girls or the club, where, you know, the athletic thing.
Can we buy them legally in Ohio?
No. Well, you can buy them legally, but you're required to say you're going to take them out of state.
Really?
Yes.
So how do we set them off?
With a match.
Yeah. Do we have to hire? Is that what they do? Hire a professional?
Yes.
Okay.
And the professional knows how to.
Who's the professional in Marion?
I don't know.
Does anybody know who's our pyrotechnic person in Marion who does it over at the fair? Give me a call.
It may change. Yeah.
Because you know what? If the fair doesn't want to do it, maybe we can do it.
I'd love it.
I know some place where we could do it.
You know how many thousands of dollars it costs?
For what?
Fireworks.
Oh, we're not going to have that kind of show.
Oh.
No, we're going to have like the $20 type of show.
A $20 type of show is two packs of lady fingers.
That's all you need. Here you go.
Yeah.
Maybe, but here we go. Ask and you may get the answer. Let's see what we got going here. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I have three suggestions.
Jump right. in.
Okay, to add to your guest list, what about, I'm just hearing from George Kasotis.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm intending to ask him on.
Okay. And then, what about Sound Off?
Ooh. Sound Off is good.
Yeah, I like
Sound
that.
Off. And, oh, shoot. I knew that this was going to happen.
Got to write him down.
Oh, yes, I do. Now you just came back to me. This and That.
Oh, This and That's
this
good.
And that, yeah.
That's a,
This and That.
We'll be right back with
okay.
This and That.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I like
okay,
that.
Bye.
Bye.
That kind of rolls off your tongue.
Yeah.
I like what you just said.
Back
we'll be
with
back.
This and That.
Yeah.
Back with more This and That.
Yeah. Are we supposed to leave now?
Yeah, that's right. No, but who is the pyrotechnics person in Marion? Because
good
you
question.
Have to have that person.
Well, they probably put it out to bid every year, so it's probably different quite often.
Maybe we'll set some fireworks off here during the anniversary party next week.
Okay, go
there
for it.
There could be fireworks. There always are during that event.
I know a place where we can go and buy them, but I'll have to lie to them and tell them I'm taking to North Carolina
we
to
don't
set
need
them
hundreds of thousands of dollars involved in this. What can we do for a decent fireworks show?
For a decent one, you're still going to be over $1,000. We looked into it when I was at OU.
You're going to pick up the bill on that.
Yeah, sure. We looked into just firing off, bursts in the air after touchdowns when I was at OU. And we were over $1,000 each game just to fire off these bursts.
Well, somebody does it over at Harding during the Harding
yeah.
football games.
And I bet that's kind of expensive.
But who does it?
I don't know.
They would know.
Yes. Call in.
Yeah, who is the pyrotechnics person? Do we just get the yellow pages out and look for pyrotechnic?
It might be in there. I doubt it, but it might be in there. Do we still have yellow pages?
We do.
Oh, okay.
We don't have white pages anymore, but we still have yellow pages.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Or do you have a name for this show? 740-383-9944. We've got This and That. We've got Sound Off, Mix and Match, Coffee Talk, Influx, Insight.
What were some of Charlie's taglines or go-to lines? Because we used to sit out in the lobby and laugh at some of the things he would say that had nothing to do with the show.
I don't know. What did he
think
say?
Think about that, because I bet there might be something he used to say that would still keep us connected to Charlie, because you and I love Charlie. And
oh, he's in the breaks.
Well, yeah, and he's going to stay with us forever since we loved him. But anyway, think about it. Maybe we can tie it back somehow.
I don't know that he had any stock phrases.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe the listeners would know.
Like Mrs. Calabash.
Yeah, I don't think there was any of those. That. No.
Okay.
His theme song was very stock.
Yeah.
But I don't know. And people will hear that because, you know, Charlie's shows are not going to go away. There's going to be, this past weekend was great.
Yeah, you
all
had
Charlie
some good
all
yeah.
weekend. Yeah. Oh, yeah, very positive. Yeah. And we've got 3,000 of those, so yeah. They will be, something will be done with.
Gotta use them.
Gotta use them. Repeats are the thing. Yeah. So that's the way it goes. 57 minutes past the hour. That's how I'm going to end all shows now. And that's the way it goes.
That's the way it goes.
For today.
That's not bad.
Yeah, why not? And that's the way it goes. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here if you have a title for this show. And we're going to talk. We're going to get more. But so the end next hour, we're going to talk more flighty, like we do around here, sprightly. We didn't get very sprightly this hour.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. So you're going to the protest this week. The protest is at 2:00 down at the
City Hall.
Was the mayor there?
Yes, he was.
Okay, so
now we got a couple seconds here. So well, you got
no,
a phone
you don't.
Call. Go ahead and take the phone call.
There went your couple seconds. Go ahead, caller.
I was thinking hither and yon.
Hither and yon. There's yes. a good one. We will put that down.
Unfortunately, that might make people yawn when they're listening to me.
You think they're not already?
Yeah, they probably are.
So what do you got, Glenn? Go ahead.
Oh, I was just
2:00.
Yeah, 2:00, and I was really surprised. I went up to Mayor Schertzer and I said, "It looks like it's going to turn out really big," because this was right before it started. And he said, "I had nothing to do with it." I said, "You didn't?" He said, "No, those two girls," and he pointed to two teenage girls that really kind of set it up. And I was totally
and you
totally
booked them for an interview.
No, I wish I had, but I will.
Oh, Glenn.
No, I will. As a matter of fact, I thought about that today of trying to get them on today or tomorrow.
Well, who are they?
Well, that's the problem. I didn't get their names, so I'm going to have to get their names. And then have them on next week after the after this weekend.
So you thought the mayor organized it?
No, I thought it was a city thing, but it was not.
Oh. No, I don't think the city could organize something
well,
like that.
Well, in retrospect, yes, I think you're absolutely right. That would not have worked.
No, that wouldn't float.
He would have gotten in a lot of trouble with some people in this.
And he wasn't there protesting. He was just there to stand behind the barriers, right?
He watched. I think he was impressed with how
no,
well
I understand
the girls
impressed.
Did it.
I'm impressed that a lot of people turned out.
Yeah.
But I'm saying he was not in support
he
or against the cause.
He didn't carry a sign
right.
or
that's
a flag
what I'm saying.
Or anything. Yeah.
That's
right.
The news question.
Yes. Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Well. He did not.
And the aquatic center is closed.
Yes,
this year.
My daughter's is the head of the aquatic center out in her area in North Carolina, and they just opened theirs.
Well, keep thinking of titles. We're going to come back with a sprightly hour here on WWPH Radio. A sprightly hour on a sprightly show.
Time to go potty.
Stay tuned. We'll be back. Charlie Evers and Marianne Michaels. Marianne, what, 30 years in Marion City Schools?
Yes.
Did you ever think you'd live to see the day?
No. I mean, it's vicious, I think. Absolutely horrible.